With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, the defense has rested in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. Respondent Joe Mancello.
This is the trial involving allegations of hush money payments and falsified business records in the logging of reimbursements to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. By resting its case, the defense now paves the way for closing arguments and ultimately jury deliberations. There are a few steps before the jury gets the case, namely those closing arguments, and then the jury will have to be instructed in the law by Judge Juan Merchan before they can go back to a separate room and start deliberating the charges at hand.
The former president referring to the New York proceedings as a kangaroo court. Also at SRNews.com, a campus protest in Michigan is being cleared out.
Police in Michigan have broken up a pro-Palestinian protest encampment that since late April had been set up at the famous Diag at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Footage from WXYZ-TV showed students chanting and streaming through the streets as police in riot gear pushed forward, at times using irritant spray to help disperse the crowd. Later in the morning, it was a fairly quiet scene with tents and debris being loaded into dump trucks. University President Santa Ono said the encampment had become a threat to fire safety. Protesters had been leaving posters at the homes of school officials, leading to accusations of anti-Semitism. They're demanding that the school divest from companies with ties to Israel, while the university says it has no direct investments. I'm Jennifer King.
And the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claim they have shot down an American drone over the country on the Arab Peninsula. The U.S. military acknowledges reports but has not commented. If confirmed, it would be the second MQ-9 Reaper drone downed by the Houthis over the past week. The Dow had 16 points, the NASDAQ adding 3 points. This is SRN News. A Tennessee hotel makes nice with a Christian group.
The Sonesta Nashville has apologized for canceling a planned pro-Israel event by High Yovel. The hotel says it got threats from presumably pro-Palestinian individuals and decided to kick the ministry out, which is probably exactly what those posing the threats were seeking. High Yovel obtained legal representation, and the Sonesta has decided to offer an official apology, which leaders of the ministry have accepted, though the event will still take place elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College outside Philadelphia, launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. This is SRN News. Macy's sales and profits fell during the first quarter as higher costs and other financial challenges had customers pulling back on spending.
Macy's reported earnings of $62 million for the quarter ending May 4th. That compares with $155 million in the year-ago period. Revenue dipped to $4.85 billion, down from $4.98 billion in the year-ago period. According to a survey by FactSet, however, Wall Street had been looking for a profit of 16 cents per share on sales of $4.82 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Macy's raised its outlook for sales and profits for the second quarter. Dozens of Red Lobster locations across the U.S. now on the chopping block. The over 50 closing locations span across more than 20 states. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.